This week's Dry Bean Scene is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and SRS Commodities. Joining this week's program is U.S. Dry Bean Council Executive Director Rebecca Broder. And Rebecca, even in these uncertain times, the U.S. Dry Bean Council is continuing to promote beans both here in the U.S. and worldwide. Tell us more about the newest initiative.
We have really spent these past couple of months kind of, as everybody's saying, pivoting and just moving forward really on all cylinders. We do have a lot of interesting things going on right now, as you mentioned. We've recently been spending time focusing on what we call bean innovation. We're looking at different ways of increasing global consumption of U.S. dried beans through the use of bean ingredients or fractionates that will allow us to do things like create bean flours or put beans into pastas or desserts.
So as a result of this new promotion, you've signed a new collaborative agreement?
CIA Consulting. Basically, they are going to be our partners in carrying forward this new bean innovation initiative, helping us look at the different ways that we can create new products using bean ingredients. They're very well known. They're the leading chef educational institute in the country. They have numerous training schools as we kind of move into this new era where we not only continue to promote U.S. dry beans for all of their amazing nutritional qualities, but now we're looking at other ways that people can eat even more dry beans by putting these bean ingredients into your foods and adding additional flavor and fiber and nutrition.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network.